Now listen to part of a lecture on the topic you just read about.
Now, we've been talking about marketing. Today, I want to discuss one popular marketing strategy called buzz marketing. Many of the so-called advantages of buzz marketing are also its disadvantages. First of all, buzz marketing is fast and easy, which means it spreads negative information quickly and easily too. If you want to get people interested in your product so they buy it, you might choose to use buzz marketing, right? People learn about it quickly and tell all their friends. Great, right? Not always. Unless you have good testing and know that your product can live up to its claims, you should be cautious about buzz marketing. Bad information flows just as quickly and easily as good information. If there is a problem with your product and you have relied on social networks to generate positive buzz, you'll have to deal with the negative buzz that results when people find out about that problem. That can hurt your company's reputation. Second, if you have bad buzz, people will take it more seriously if they hear it from their friends, and that is harder to counter with additional marketing. Buzz marketing gains its credibility from word of mouth. One person tells another person, and since they know each other, they trust the information. This works fine if you have a product that lives up to its claims. But if your product has flaws, the buzz can turn negative, and that can damage your company's image for a long time. When people hear bad news about a product from a competitor, they might ignore it. When they hear it from a friend or acquaintance, they take that news more seriously. Third, buzz marketing can end up being a lot more expensive than traditional marketing, especially if you start to generate bad buzz. Just think of this. A company starts a buzz campaign and their product starts getting bad buzz. How does a company fix this? Well, honestly, they have to start a new advertising campaign just to counter the bad buzz. And this means a lot more money. So, if this happens, it would have been cheaper to just go with traditional advertising in the first place. So, I hope you can see that buzz marketing isn't nearly as good as some people think it is. It can fail too easily.